You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3469. It is the start of our look ahead at 2024, what we can expect in the world of Star Wars storytelling for all the categories that we cover on a monthly basis. And today we're going to talk about the movies. There's some exciting stuff that's going to be happening in the world of Star Wars movie making during 2024. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So 2024 is going to be a big year in Star Wars movie making, not necessarily in terms of movies coming back to theaters, although I will say I am hopeful for a return of The Phantom Menace to theaters because this is the 25th anniversary of the release of that movie in May of 2024. And yeah, aside from that, it's really about the movies that are going to be made. So as we've talked about previously on the podcast, toward the end of 2023, in the midst of strike-related stuff, Disney shook up its release calendar. One of the things that they had done over the course of 23 was to move the December 2025 movie into May of 2026. And then they also added a Star Wars movie on the calendar in December of 2026. So yeah, there used to be one in December 29, as we were talking about the other day, but now Avatar 4 is over there, and so who knows what's happening. And they still have December 27 on the calendar as well. But for the fact that we're supposed to get two Star Wars movies in 2026, what that means is that filming for the May 26 movie should begin by the end of this year. And I think back to that iconic table read photo that they released in, I think it was April, it might have been April, it might have been May of 2014 for the table read of The Force Awakens. Like, we may have a bead on who else is returning to be in the cast. The presumption is that this will be the Rey Skywalker New Jedi Order movie that will be coming out and should start filming by the end of this year, maybe in November. We won't necessarily know a title for the movie. I mean, they didn't reveal that until, you know, for The Force Awakens, until the analog for it would be May of 2025, basically. So it's going to be a while before we find out for sure. But yeah, they're going to finish casting and all the pre-production stuff, all the set building, all that's going to happen, and they should start filming this movie by the end of the year. By the same token, they should have pre-production rolling for the December 2026 movie starting this month, starting here in January. They may not necessarily have a completed script, but they may have enough ideas about what that movie is going to be about that they can start having concept designers working on ideas. And so, you know, areas of production like production design and costume design and creature design, like all that stuff, gets to start ramping up in advance of the 2026 December movie as well. The script for the December 2026 movie should be, if not entirely complete by the end of this year, then very close to it. Just looking at the way it unfolded for The Force Awakens, you know, with the stuff that happened with Michael Arndt and then, you know, him leaving the project and J.J. Abrams and Larry Kasdan taking over the script, like that was done in January of 2014. So the analog for that, for the December 2026 movie, would be January of 2015 or 2025. Listen to me. So yeah, I know it gets complicated with all the dates. Basically, what I'm saying is for that December 26 movie, the script should be largely complete by the end of the year. And that means pre-production stuff will also be very close to being done by the end of the year as well. As for the rest of the movies, well, we know that Donald Glover and Steven Glover are actively working on their Lando stuff, but we don't know how far along they're going to get. We imagine they'll probably be able to get reasonably far in the development process. Taika Waititi has two solid acts and needs a third act, according to Kathleen Kennedy. So, yeah, does he have a year to figure out what that third act is going to be? Yeah, and that could also, you know, help put the production process on an express train if he's able to figure that out this year. Sean Levy is still involved with Stranger Things, and he also has Deadpool 3 coming out. So yeah, I imagine that he probably is not going to have a lot of time to dedicate to anything Star Wars related this year. He's probably, you know, going to noodle with it in the background. But yeah, we're probably not going to see a lot of development with his movie on that front. And then the other one we haven't talked about is the Dave Filoni Mandoverse movie, which, in all honesty, like, has probably been pushed back. And the reason why has nothing to do with him. It has to do with the writer's strike. So you would imagine that whatever the, you know, Mandoverse folks planning the various series coming out and what storytelling they need to do in those Disney Plus series, you know, prior to getting to the movie theater, like, all of that got pushed back by a good 6 months plus because of the strikes. So that means that, you know, the movie has to be pushed back by at least 6 months. And then also, when you consider the fact of how Bob Iger and Disney want to slow down the release of titles on Disney Plus, that means that, you know, if Star Wars, if Lucasfilm was really like firing on all cylinders and could get their series out as fast as they wanted them to, we could get the movie sooner. But now with Disney kind of putting the brakes on things a little bit, that might mean that the Mandoverse movie ends up getting pushed out a little bit farther as well. I'm sure Dave is going to be working on it, but we're probably not going to see it until a little bit later than we might have hoped because of the slowdown in Star Wars television production that will be, you know, put into place by Disney. So that's what I've got for you as far as looking ahead to what's going to happen in the world of Star Wars movie making in 2024. I hope we're going to get an announcement about Rogue Squadron being back in some kind of active development, because I love the idea of the movie. And wouldn't it be nice to hear something about Rian Johnson's trilogy and some sort of active movement there? I think that would be cool too. But I think the headline news really is the fact that, assuming May of 2026 stays in place on the calendar, that means that we are going to have a Star Wars film start filming again this year, and that is very exciting news indeed. And so that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you have enjoyed it, whether it's this episode or any of the 3,500 almost episodes that have come prior to this, then I hope you'll consider sharing it with other Star Wars fans that you know or are connected with on social media. Please help me get the word out about the podcast. The more people listen, the easier it is for me to produce this podcast on a daily basis, as I've done since July 7th of 2014. Yeah, we're coming up on our 10th anniversary, which is absolutely shocking. So please help me in getting the word out. I would greatly appreciate it. And I'm so grateful for you being here with me as well. So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.